Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Ira Winderman has just tweeted out some breaking Heat news. Duncan Robinson has returned to Miami to see a back specialist. So as Solana was saying earlier in the show, you know, you kind of muddle through the season, hoping that everybody's healthy right about now as you start ramping up for the playoffs. That's not the case for the Heat. Duncan Robinson now the latest addition to that quagmire.
It's spinal.
I saw a tweet, a Photoshop today. It was Jake Paul fighting, has announced his next fight, and it's Clint Eastwood. And Clint Eastwood's like, you know, 87 years old, and the shirt's off, and he's got the pot belly. Spinal.
Whoa. I'm telling you, if Tyson catches him, I know we talked to Vic Bermudez about it. If Tyson catches him.
I've been watching some of these Tyson training videos, man. That dude looks like he can punch with the force of 1,000 men.
He's going to throw some hard punches. I hope Jake Paul got his wibble and his wobble down, because if he doesn't move out the way, it's going to get ugly.
Ira Winderman also tweets out, Jimmy Butler and Nikola Jovic upgraded to questionable for tomorrow night in Cleveland. So that's good news there. Bad news on Duncan Robinson returning to Miami to see a back specialist. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana.
That's obviously not good news for the Miami Heat. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. The Heat did lose yesterday. They battled all the way back. Bam Adebayo knocked down two more triples in the game yesterday. Zero hesitation. Swished them both. One from the top of the arc. Another one from the corner. That makes it four straight games now that he's knocked down a triple. The problem is they froze him out of the offense in the fourth quarter. After starting the game 6 of 6, 8 of 10 going into the fourth, he didn't get a single field goal attempt in the final period.
Now, is that due to not having a veteran present, you know, like a Heat guy out there to make sure that that you know what I mean? If Jimmy's out there, if Tyler's out there, if Duncan's out there, they're kind of, you know, aware and savvy enough to get Bam the ball. But you put out there, you know, DeLon Wright and Haywood Highsmith. I'm just saying, like, they're not the guys who, you know.
No, I see exactly what you're saying. The guys that know hot hand and all that, play with them. But
yeah, that's just, on Spo. You know, team leader guys.
But that's on Spo. Like, run the offense through him. He's 8 of 10. Run the offense through him. I don't put it on anybody. I don't put it on continuity. I put that on that fourth quarter. I put on Spo for not making Bam the center of the offense.
They asked him yesterday after the game, hey, was it something the Sixers did? Or was it something the team, and he was pretty adamant when he said, no, that was something we didn't do. You could sense his frustration yesterday after the game Bam's not somebody who's going to rip the team, but you can sense his frustration, and you're 100% right, because the Heat offense, after they tied it, was just chaotic from that point on. I mean, you have to be able to get into your sets. That's why you missed Duncan yesterday in that second half. I mean, you missed him terribly because you have to be able to get back to your sets, run your offense, and execute the plays you know you can execute, and him having zero field goal attempts and finishing that game without Jimmy, Tyler, Kevin Love, or Duncan for the second half with only 10 field goal attempts in itself is ridiculous.
Hawk, and Solana, I've watched Kobe's 80 game. This is watching every series. I've watched Jimmy drop 50 in a game. I watched Bron and Wade and him drop 40 and 50 in games. When you're on, there's nothing the other team can do for you not to get the ball. And there's nothing that a coach can't scheme up for you not to get a one-on-one, at least get a fadeaway or get a drive and get fouled. That was the scheme, man. That was on Spo for not scheming. To Solana's point, the other stars are all out. Hey, let's run the offense through Nikola Jovic? No, give Bam the damn ball.
The Heat will play the Cavs tomorrow, by the way. They're the 8th seed. They're a game back of the Philadelphia 76ers. The reason why yesterday was so important, you had already won 2 of the 4 against Philly. Yesterday was the 3rd game of their series. They'll play again first week of April here in Miami. Had the Heat won, they would have locked up the tiebreaker against Philly. So if they would have ended with the same record at the end of the year, and that's the difference between being the 6th or the 7th seed, you would have locked up that tiebreaker, and you would have jumped them no matter what happens come April. I believe that's 4th at home against Philadelphia. Obviously, now that is no longer the case. If Philly does win that game, nobody will have won outright the series.
You believe in the Cavs, Solana?
No, especially Donovan Mitchell right now, kind of going through it. He had a nasal surgery, or he had a surgery on his nose because of a nasal fracture. He's going to be reevaluated. That's not why I don't believe in the Cavs, but we kind of saw it last year in the postseason. They don't have that type of experience. And he's dealing with knee issues also. They're good. They're legit. I think Max Strus is going to be out for an extended period of time now also dealing with a knee issue. I don't believe in the Cavs.
Okay. They're tiny. They're a little bitty team.
Well, they're banged up at their center position too, which is also why, yeah.
I watched a little bit the other night. It looked like us four out there. I was like, yeah, it's going to get ugly.
Top 4 seeds in the East, if you haven't been paying attention, Boston, Milwaukee, and then Cleveland and the Knicks.
Yeah.
And the 5 seed is Orlando.
Orlando's been balling, and as much as it pains me, and Richie from Boar's Head is going to love this, but if you think about what the Knicks have done this season, it is spectacular because – and I still think they're frauds. I don't think they're winning anything. But they lost Julius Randle and OG Anunoby, who they had traded for, big-time acquisition midway through their season, and they still maintain the 4th spot in the East. I mean, look at Philadelphia. They lost one of their stars. They dropped a ton of games, obviously, without Joel Embiid. The Knicks lost 2 starters and maintained their positioning in the Eastern Conference. That's really hard to do. They've had a tough schedule also.
Gelsey told us the Knicks are a matchup nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in on them.
Yeah. But they're the Knicks. They'll nick at some point, and it'll come in the playoffs. Don't worry.
And we will laugh.
Yes, we will.
Can't wait.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.